Hello children, we shall now learn about our constitution, which is the 12th chapter of your history textbooks. Our country gained independence from the British rule on 15th August 1947. After independence, there was an urgent need to lay down rules and regulations to guide the governance of our country. A group of representatives who prepared it formed the Constituent Assembly, which was elected in 1946 for the specific purpose of framing a constitution. I'm sure all of you know that the constitution of a country is the fundamental law of a country, and all laws must abide to it. A drafting committee of 6 members under the chairmanship of Dr. Ambedkar was set up. Suitable features from the constitution of other countries such as the UK, the United States of America and Ireland were incorporated along with the opinions of citizens of India. Dr. Ambedkar was the father of the Indian constitution. He was a chairman of the drafting committee. He defined the vision and goal of our constitution. On 26 November 1949, the Indian Constitution was formally passed by the Constituent Assembly. And on January 26, 1950, the Constitution came into force and India was declared a sovereign democratic republic. Later, the words socialist and secular were added to it. We celebrate 26 January as a Republic Day every year. Dr. Rajendra Prasad was elected as the first president of independent India. Let us now learn about the preamble. The preamble is a short introduction to the constitution. The idea of the preamble was borrowed from the Constitution of the United States of America. The preamble helps us understand the constitution by pointing out its sources, the nature of the state, and the objectives of the constitution and aims to provide and implements. The preamble is not justiciable as it cannot be enforced in a court of law. It can only be used to interpret certain aspects of the constitution. Let us now highlight the nature of the state of the constitution. A state where the head of the state is an elected person is a republic state. A state where the government is run by the elected members of the people is a democratic state. A state which is independent of external interference is a sovereign state. A state where there is no discrimination against any religion is a secular state. And a state which lays emphasis on economic and social equality is a socialist state. We shall now focus on certain objectives of the Constitution. There are 3 kinds of justice. Social justice, which implies that there should be no discrimination. Economic justice, which reduces the gap between the rich and the poor. And political justice, which implies that all citizens should have equal opportunities to be elected and to vote. The second objective is that of liberty, which means that every individual is free to enjoy the basic rights and to live a life of dignity. The third objective is that of equality, which states that all citizens are equal before law. The fourth objective is that of fraternity, which states that India is a country of diversity. Fraternity stands for a sense of common brotherhood of all Indians. We shall continue with the features of our constitution in the next audio clip. I hope you've understood so far of this chapter, children. Thank you.